Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and goodness and mercy. We thank you for your hope and your grace. And we pray, Lord God, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that we speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now this will be part two of a visit to Cane Ridge Meeting House. This is located in Kentucky, as we shared in part one. And in this part, we're going to interview some folks we met there. It was a divine encounter, we believe, with a couple from Oregon named Randall and Nancy. And you will be blessed by how God is leading them in their lives. And at the end of this interview, Randall will close in prayer. Well, we're in Paris, Kentucky, outside of Paris, Kentucky. And just as we did at Red River Meeting House, we've come in contact and met some folks from Oregon, and just a divine encounter, we feel like. And Randall and Nancy just so kindly agreed to just kind of share what's on their heart, and praise God, I'm excited about that. Randall, thank you so much for being willing to share with our listeners. Tell us why you're here, how this came about.
All right. We're retired, and we sold our home in Oregon in July and bought a Class B van and decided to travel the United States and see what God was saying to us about the country and people, because what many are hearing is not what he's saying. And we visited friends in Wilmore, Kentucky, and I said, we must go to Cane Ridge Meeting House, which I've studied about but wanted to go to. And I've made it a habit of visiting places where moves of God have occurred in Europe and here in the United States. And the wonderful thing about Cane Ridge is as we got close, my hands actually lit on fire and I could just feel the sweetness of his presence here. And it just continued and is continuing right now as we're right in the original building. And so he said, we just must go in and worship the Lord and just see this place.
Amen. We have two guys in the background, one with a guitar, and they're worshiping the Lord right now. And, you know, it's so important during this time. In fact, I think we had talked about Dutch Sheets in the podcast or the devotional he has.
Yes.
That you've experienced that. And that's why we're here. What's our next prayer assignment? What we're to do? And you're going from here to Red River, I think.
I think we are. We're still, some days we're not sure where we're going to go or if we're crazy or if we're on assignment. So it really is an adventure. That's been the prophetic word given. You're going on an adventure, and you don't even have to travel to go on an adventure with the Lord. But our prayer is that God is waking up the nation to this kind of sweetness and presence, because that's what heals, that's what saves, and that's what turns hearts towards him, is the sweetness and the loving kindness of the Father's heart toward his children.
Yes, and have you been to the museum yet? Have you been? We haven't either. We're going to go down there. We felt drawn here initially. But it's just amazing how many people came in the early 1800s to this location, how they even got here. We were discussing that on the way. There were no paved roads at that time, you know, but they came with a hunger for God and what was kind of considered more like the Wild West, so to speak, in this part of the country. And yet God drew them in the midst of the challenges that the people were having, the country was having. And here we are again. Here we are 200 years later, and the country is facing so many different challenges, but there are people like you two, who are willing to pray. You know that there's, as Dutch talks about, there's hope.
Yes.
There's hope in this
confident
country.
Confident expectation. That's hope. Confident expectation.
Right.
Yeah. And that's really what sent us on this journey, is during the so-called lockdown. We did a lot of walking and hiking and would just meet people like you and hear their story and give a little bit of our story. And we thought, you know, that's happening all over America. We want to go meet people. We don't want to listen to the news, the doom and gloom. We have hope. Yeah, and we want to hear their stories and share our story and plant a seed here, plant a seed there, and just enjoy his beautiful creation. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes. I love being outside, as our listeners know, on the podcast, and hiking and doing all sorts of things outside. But anything else on your heart you want to share that comes to mind right now?
I think in this time of need and where there feels to be a great lack, the Father has spoken to me and said, I will be your compensating rewarder. That anything you do not have, I will join you in, and we'll walk together toward that until it comes to its fullness, and then I will reward you as if we were here in this place all the time along the way.
Amen. Thank you so much. Anything else on your heart?
I'm just looking around this building and just amazed, like you said. How many people came? What did she say, 20 to 30,000
at the height of the revival.
And as we're traveling out here, it's like out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, like Randy said, it brought in the second revival. I go, well, may it bring in the third.
Yeah, yes.
Let's start today.
Yes, yes. Well, can we just pray together? Would that be okay?
Yeah, beautiful.
Hallelujah. Whatever you... And why don't you pray? Why don't
you pray for us? Father, thank you for your incredible heart and love toward your children and the land, that you are raising the redemptive purposes of the land and the peoples in this time to take us places you've designed across time that will give you glory and release your beauty and your strength and your peace and your hope and your life and your kindness and your glory. To such degree that that's what will be seen, and that will be what will cause others to run to you uninhibited, just with full abandonment to receive all that you have. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.